Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 4, Introduction to Debt Securities.
Bonds are a form of debt. Bonds are issued by corporations, the U.S. government, and municipalities. Before we address the differences between corporate, treasury, and municipal bonds, let's discuss bonds in general and the characteristics that are common to all three types of bonds. An investor who buys a bond has no equity in the issuing corporation or entity, but is a creditor. The issuer now owes the investor money. The issuer will pay the investor interest, typically semi-annually, and return the principal investment to the investor at a predetermined future date when the bond matures. Bonds are issued in $1,000 denominations, known as par value, with a stated interest rate, or nominal yield. An investor who purchases a bond in the primary market will pay par, $1,000. After issuance, the bond's market price will fluctuate as interest rates in the economy move up and down. Long-term bond prices will fluctuate more dramatically with interest rate changes than short-term bond prices. Bond prices and interest rates have an inverse relationship. As interest rates rise, bond prices fall. As interest rates fall, bond prices rise. If a bond is trading in the secondary market at a price in excess of par, it is trading at a premium. If the market value of the bond is less than $1,000, the bond is trading at a discount. All bonds have a par value of $1,000, and each bond point is worth $10. However, the bond quotation method differs for corporate and government bonds. A bond quoted at 100 is trading at par, $1,000. A bond quoted at 90 is trading at 900, quoted number of points multiplied by $10 per point. A corporate bond trading at $905 would be quoted at 90.50, 90 and one half points. A corporate bond trading at $762.50 would be quoted at 76.25, 76 and one quarter points. Fractional points get tricky with government bonds because government bonds are quoted in decimals but trade in 30 seconds. A government bond trading at $955 would be quoted at 95.16. A government bond trading at $762.50 would be quoted at 76.08. With a quote on a government bond, the number after the decimal point is the numerator of the 30 seconds fraction. One half is quoted as 0.16, which translates to 1630 seconds. One quarter is quoted as 0.08, which translates to 830 seconds and simplifies down to one quarter of one bond point, $2.50. While the price of a bond will fluctuate as interest rates in the economy change, the nominal yield is fixed at issuance and won't change. A bond issued with a nominal yield of 7% will pay 7% of par, or $70 per year, every year until maturity. Interest payments are made semi-annually, therefore, this bond would pay $35 every 6 months. If interest rates in the economy increased and the price of the bond decreased to $700, it would still pay $35 every 6 months, 7% of par. If the investor sold the bond in the secondary market for $700, it would still have a nominal yield of 7%. However, the party purchasing the bond would have a current yield of 10%. $70 per year divided by 700 equals 10%. The current yield of a discount bond is always higher than the nominal yield. The yield to maturity of a discount bond is always higher than the nominal yield and the current yield. Yield to maturity assumes the investor will hold the bond until it matures. When a bond matures, it does so at par. If an investor purchased a bond for $700, they would receive $1,000 at maturity, thereby realizing a capital gain of $300. The capital gain is incorporated into the yield to maturity calculation. Assume a bond with a nominal yield of 7% was trading in the secondary market at $700 and had 10 years until maturity. An investor who purchased this bond would receive interest payments of $70 per year, 10%. The $300 capital gain is then divided by the number of years until maturity. $300 divided by 10 years equals $30 per year. And added to the interest payment, $70 plus $30 equals $100. A $100 per year return on the original $700 investment equates to a yield to maturity of 14.28%. The current yield and yield to maturity calculations work the same for bonds trading at a premium, except current yield and yield to maturity are lower than nominal yield on a premium bond. Assume a bond had a nominal yield of 7% and has 10 years until maturity, and was purchased in the secondary market for $1,400. The current yield of this investment would be 5%. $70 per year divided by $1,400 equals 5%. When this bond matures, the investor receives par and realizes a capital loss of $400. A capital loss is divided by the number of years until maturity. $400 divided by 10 years equals $40 per year, and then subtracted from the interest payment, $70 minus $40 equals $30. A $30 per year return on a $700 investment equates to a yield to maturity of 2.14%. Current yield and yield to maturity always move in the same direction. Yield to maturity always moves further than current yield. Duration is a measurement of a bond's volatility. Duration is the approximate percentage movement in the price of a bond for every 100 basis points change in interest rates. The higher the duration of a bond, the greater its price volatility. Assume interest rates are currently 5%. The market price of a bond is $1,000 and the bond's assigned duration is 8. If interest rates drop to 4%, the value of the bond should increase to approximately $1,080. Remember, interest rates and bond prices have an inverse relationship. In this example, interest rates went down, causing the price of the bond to increase. Interest rates moved 100 basis points, or one full percentage point, the bond has a duration of 8, resulting in an 8% increase in the price of the bond.